Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Walk this thing, baby. You gotta walk this thing. You gotta walk in the spirit. And how do you walk in the spirit? You begin to access the realms of the spirit through prayer and worship. You begin to access the realms of the spirit through fasting, through consecration, peeling back the layers of the flesh. You gotta walk this thing. You got to walk this thing. When you begin to peel your layers of flesh back through fasting and prayer, which is a cuss word in the body of Christ today, but when you begin to do that, you begin to get out of the flesh and you begin to get in the spirit. You ever notice somebody that's fasting and prayer, they look like they're just real humble? That's because their flesh is dying and their spirit is coming to life. But we in the body of Christ don't want to do this. I'm telling you, people of God, in order to fight against these high places, you got to move in the spirit. And easy as it's said, a lot of people just don't do it. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to get in your worship closet where you begin to sing unto God. It's a difference between praising God and worshiping God. Anything can praise God, but anything can't worship God. Worshiping God is singing songs unto him like David. I love you, Jesus, so much. I can't sing, but to God, my voice is lovely. You probably can't sing, but to God, your voice is lovely. When you begin to sing, when you begin to worship him, the heavens begin to open. All of that dark matter, all of that dark forces that are surrounding us, it begins to move out the way because Satan and his angels can't stand worship. Why? Because Satan was the worship angel. He was the worship leader in heaven. So now that we are chosen to take his place, he can't stand to see us worshiping. He begins to hold his ears, bite his tongue, bite his bottom lip. He begins to scream. He say, I can't stand it. I got to get out of here. I don't want to look at this. I don't want to be around this. And he begins to be get out from your presence. Your worship creates an open heaven. Glory to God. People oftentimes say, how do you operate in miracles, apostle? It's because, glory to God, of my worship. It's because I know how to dive into spiritual warfare and sing, Jesus, you are my everything. I know how to dive into the realms of the spirit. I can clap my hands and stomp my feet with the best of them, y'all, and you guys can too. Anybody can praise God. The Bible says if you don't praise, then the rocks will cry out. So anybody, anything can praise God. But when it comes to worship, there's a direct connection from your heart to the heart of the Father. It takes something special to become a worshiper. So this is a part of spiritual warfare, fighting against these things in heavenly places, fighting against the spirits in the second heaven. Glory to God. So you got to understand this. You got to understand this. If we would become worshipers and we would learn how to get out of the flesh and fast and pray and consecrate ourselves, I tell everybody if at least fast one day a week. You can give God one day a week. At least one day a week, saints. When you begin to do this, you begin to see open heaven develop in your life. Glory to God. When the church hurt comes, when you've been hurt by a brother and sister in church, or you've been hurt by a pastor, you've been hurt by a leader, it will hurt, but because you sow in the spirit, you will let it roll off your back like water on a duck. Like water on a duck's back. You will begin to move in the maturity of God. You'll begin to move in the maturity of God. So glory to God. So glory to God. You have to learn the spiritual warfare, and one of the key tools to that is fasting and prayer and moving in strong worship, singing songs unto God, making a happy melody and making God's heart smile down on you, hence creating an open heaven, pushing back the forces of darkness because they cannot stand our worship. I also want to say, I want to talk about, a lot of times ministries go through the facing the spirit of Jezebel in businesses and marriages and communities because of leadership, of dysfunctional leadership. And you got to really understand this. When I say dysfunctional leadership, I'm meaning leadership that doesn't know how to follow rules. Leadership that goes against the biblical principles that were set up in the kingdom of God according to God's word. I'm talking about leadership. I'm talking about leadership that tries to overtake the church. I want to tell you that's a satanic spirit. Satan tried to take over heaven in rebellion to God. That's called rebellion. That's called rebellion. Satan tried to take over heaven. He tried to be the big dog. As a matter of fact, it talks about in the Bible, it says that he said, that actually it talks about it, the Bible says, Satan said, I will exalt myself above the stars of God. I will exalt myself above the stars of God. Because he's seen the glory of God reflecting off of the jewels and reflecting off of the pipes and the stones that were built inside of him. Don't you guys know that God created Satan to be beautiful? The Bible describes him as having onyx and jewels and precious stones inside of his body and pipes of music to be able to create music. That's why he was the head worshiper. He led worship. And when the glory of God from the throne would shine down and while he stood in front of God, God the Father stood in the midst of his presence, the glory would shine upon the jewels, the stones, the pipes, and it would reflect God's glory off of Satan. And Satan, where at that time his name was Lucifer, he would see the glory. And when he looked at the glory, he would be in amazement and say, ah, that is so beautiful. That is so powerful. That must be coming from me. That must be coming from me. And he began to get big-headed and prideful like a lot, and I'm still on leadership, like a lot of leaders. When they begin to get a little bit of anointing, they think now that they are the pastor. Right. We got to talk about this thing. Right. When they begin to blow on somebody and they pass out under the glory, they say, you know what, I think I can do it just like, no, I think I can do it better than them. Mm-hmm. Talking about dysfunctional leadership. This is a satanic spirit. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about Jezebel. We're talking about Jezebel, and this is the characteristics of Jezebel. We're talking about Jezebel, and we're going to dive a little bit into Absalom a little bit later. Absalom, the spirit of Absalom, actually has a lot of strong characteristics similarities as far as characteristics when it comes to the spirit of Jezebel. But we're going to discuss Absalom a little bit later down the line. So leadership, dysfunctional leadership, people of God, suffers from this. We can't get big-headed. This is why the Bible tells us, it says, make your election and your calling sure. So that you won't become puffed up, you won't get big-headed and become like the devil. He got puffed up. A lot of leaders. I'm going to tell you something. It's one thing to be able to preach and teach, but it's another thing to be able to lead people. Pastor, it's totally different. You can be a good preacher, but a bad pastor. So you got to be called to this thing. And the spirit of Jezebel creeps in. It ultimately comes from Satan. And it creeps in, and it causes dysfunction in the body of Christ. So the spirit of Jezebel, I want you guys to understand, the spirit of Jezebel is a prince demon. It's a prince demon. What I mean by prince demon is what the Bible talks about in Ephesians, a high ruler. It's not one of these little demon entities. It is a principality. It is a prince. It is a king. It is a ruler. It is a general. This is one of Satan's generals, the spirit of Jezebel. It is a prince demon. It is one of his hierarchy fallen angels that he uses. And this demon entity comes to destroy churches. It comes to split churches. I want you guys to repeat after me. Say, Jezebel comes to split churches.
Jezebel comes to split churches.
Glory to God. Say that one more time. Jezebel comes to split churches.
Jezebel comes to split churches.
Amen. I really want you to understand this. This is why I said earlier, I don't rejoice when I see a pastor or first lady and their church closed down. I start crying, literally. I weep. That breaks my heart because that church was instituted for the kingdom. So we don't supposed to rejoice at stuff like that. And that's why I tell people why a lot of these so-called prophets going out trying to expose people. Don't you know that you're supposed to cover your brother, bring them in private, talk to them? You can rebuke them privately, but you openly expose them before the saints because you want to look like something. You causing more damage to the body of Christ than you causing good, than you doing good. We got to understand this thing from a kingdom perspective. From a kingdom perspective, Satan wants to destroy pastors. Satan wants to destroy ministers and elders and real prophets. Satan wants to destroy the church because if he can just destroy the church, if he can destroy the church, he can destroy the body. If he can destroy the body, then that means most souls are going to hell with him. So y'all got to think from a mature standpoint. You can, when these people fall or these churches split, glory to God. I mean, that breaks my heart. And it breaks God's heart. So this demon entity comes to destroy churches or split up churches. It comes to kill the prophet. I hope you're taking notes on this. It comes to kill the prophet. It comes to kill the prophet or destroy the leader of an institution. It comes to destroy, and it's not just for churches. I want y'all to understand this. It's not just for churches, but primarily I'm focusing on the church. But it also comes to destroy a business. For you business owners that are on here, yes, that Jezebel spirit is targeting your business. It comes to destroy a business. It also comes to destroy the family unit. This is what Jezebel does. These are some of her characteristics. It comes to destroy a business. It comes to destroy the family unit. It comes to destroy a community. And it comes to destroy a marriage or the unity of marriage. Mm-hmm. It wants to cause division. And confusion. Yeah. It wants to cause division and confusion. Repeat after me. Say, Jezebel wants to cause division and confusion.
Jezebel wants to cause division and confusion.
You got to understand this. Jezebel hates godly institutions of biblical marriage. Jezebel does not submit to her husband or any godly authority that is in place, in position to rule, to reign, or so forth. But she or this demonic presence comes to rule over people and her own rule over people with her own, including with her own relationships, with fear and manipulation. Now, the Bible describes Jezebel as being a woman, and she calls herself a prophetess. That's what the Bible describes her as. But the spirit of Jezebel can operate in males just as it can females.
Amen.
It can operate in both sexes. It's not limited. It's not limited to one sex. It's not. That spirit can creep in into a man as well. Glory to God for his word. So you got to understand this demonic presence comes to rule over the people and even in her own relationships with fear and manipulation. Repeat after me. Say fear and manipulation.
Fear and manipulation.
Glory to God.
Yes,
amen. Jezebel operates in the realm of fear. And I'm not talking about godly fear or reverence. There's a huge difference when the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord, is to fear God. There's a difference. That's godly fear. That's godly reverence. But when you have fear and manipulation of I'm scared that if I do this or do that, then my life is going to fall apart. Or if I don't fall in line with her rules or her regulations, if I don't listen to what she's telling me to do, then she's going to make my life miserable or living hell. That type of fear comes through manipulation and it comes from Satan. That's not godly fear. And this is what this demon prince called Jezebel, this queen demon, this demonic spirit uses over the body of Christ. The type of fear that this demon instills in people is that of the devil. She comes to keep you ensnared or trapped in a fear that comes through much manipulation, much hurt, much pain, much anguish. She wants to control you with fear. She said, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to cause so much pain on you, so much hurt on you. She don't literally say that outright, but her gestures, her mannerism, her behavior gives off these signals that if you don't roll with her, then she's going to come against you. And that happens. That happens in the body of Christ. The spirit of Jezebel, if you got your Bibles, open up to Revelation 2:20. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get through this. Glory to God. Revelations 2:20. I love the book of Revelations. I love all the end time books. I teach a strong end time Bible prophecy. I teach a Bible revelation, and I'll be getting off into that sometime in the future for you end time Bible prophecy junkies. People that love end time Bible prophecy, I do teach that, and I love the book of Revelation. You truly have to have revelation to really understand revelation. But amen, Revelations 2:20, it says, But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. Now, first of all, glory to God for the word. I want you to understand, a lot of people teach on Jezebel from the sexual perspective, and that's just one of her characteristics. She does operate in immorality and things of that nature, but she's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than sexual things. That is one strong characteristic of her, but she's much deeper than that. It says, but Jesus Christ is speaking here. It says, but I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. The word of the Lord is always blessed. The Lord Jesus points out to the church that he has something against them. Anytime Jesus say, I got something against you, it's very serious, and it should be taken as so. He says, I have this against you. You tolerate. The word tolerate in this biblical text means you allow or you put up with. I tell people often, if you allow that spirit or put up with that spirit and don't say nothing, then you are just as guilty because you tolerate it.
Amen.
You tolerate it. I know people who say, I love you, Pastor. I love my church. I love you, Pastor, and I love my church. But when this witch creeps in, they won't lift up a finger to say a word because they are gripped with fear and manipulation. I don't care how you phrase it. If you're not willing to take a stand for righteousness and put this chick in check with your holiness, then you are just as evil as the Jezebel who's doing the work. You got to understand that. The Bible says you become a partaker.
Yes.
When you allow sin, when you allow people to disrespect your church, when you allow people to disrespect your leaders, when you allow people to slander and talk about them, you are tolerating that spirit.
Amen.
You're tolerating it. I know people who say, oh, I just didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to be out of order. I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to cause any drama. Get a backbone and speak against that demon.
Amen.
Amen.
That ain't nothing but a disguised form of fear. You are afraid to talk against that spirit because you think of some type of retaliation is going to come against you. Don't you know the Bible says for the believers he has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power and a sound mind. Man of God, get some backbone. Woman of God, get some backbone and speak against this demon entity that's trying to come in and cause confusion in your marriage. Speak against this entity, this demonic entity, and deal with it, leaders, from trying to come into your business, come into your church home. Jesus said, I have one thing, I have this against you, that you tolerate this spirit. Jesus spoke this. It must be serious. He don't like that. Bible says, if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. If you deny me, if you deny me, I will deny you.
Amen.
You can't tolerate this demon and think it's cute and be passive. We can't play with this thing. I have seen good people fall out of good churches because we play with this spirit. This spirit has to be dealt with head on. I don't care how you phrase it. If you're not willing to take a stand for righteousness, then you're doing what Jesus said. He got something against you. And what he got against you is you are tolerating it. Leaders, you are allowing it. Me and my wife, we deal with that demon. We don't tolerate it. One time my wife preached, we was in Chicago, and my wife preached so hard, I knew. She dressed in all black. I was like, oh, my God. Apostle April is dressed in all black.
Amen. Amen.
She's about to go ham on the devil. The devil about to get his booty kicked today. And she preached that thing. I'm going to tell you something. If you got a spirit of Jezebel in you or operating on you or around you, it's either one or two things that's going to happen. Either you're going to conform to the word of God or you're going to get out the house of God. And that spirit, she preached that spirit out of the house of God.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.